The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a scholar of the law, tested him by asking, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
When God created the angels and they saw and was intimate with God, they had one chance to choose whether or not to love God. And when they did decide to love God, it was a perfect decision. No regrets, no doubts, no fear, no anxiety. They saw God face to face. But when they had this moment to choose to love God, some chose differently. According to some, the reason why some angels chose or ended up separated from God was because these angels chose not to love what God loved, and that is mankind. While the angels who decided to love God, when they loved God, they also took the whole package to love God and to love mankind. That is why we know that the angels, the good ones who love God and are with God, will always work and help and assist us because they also love us, since God loved us first and they love what God loves. While the devil and his angels will always what? Hate us. No? So I do not understand why some of us, some human beings, will worship the devil. How can they worship the devil while the devil really hates humanity, wants us to be cursed or to be damned or to be separated from God? So for us, it's different. While the angels, every angel, when they met God, they met him perfectly and had this one chance to perfectly decide whether or not to be with him. For us, it will take time, a lot of time and effort for us to know God, to love God. So can you really say that you can love God without prayer, without meditation, without spending time with Jesus? You cannot. So do not presume
This once a week Sunday worship is enough. It is not enough. Just like when you love somebody, you would like to be with that somebody forever, and we're talking about human beings, same thing with God. If you truly would like to be with God, you better spend more time with Him while here on earth, so that it will be a preparation to be with Him forever in heaven. But can you really, really go to heaven if you think that once a week is enough to say to God, "Yes, Lord, I love you. I go to church every Sunday." Is that really enough? No. So you better ask yourself, just as I ask myself every day, do I really want to love God? Do I really love God? And remember, Christ said, with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength. And I'm telling you right now, none of us here really love God with all our hearts, with all our minds, with all our strength. None of us. Because how do we know that we don't love God yet perfectly? We still sin. And we sin because we love ourselves more than we love God. And even though we profess to love God, what's the whole package? We have to love each other. See, that's the problem. When a person says he or she loves God only and not love or care for human beings, we call that ritualistic or pietistic. They only do the rituals. They memorize prayers, they go to church, that's it. And you are like the devil. If you do not care for others, you simply want to love God and not the whole package, meaning love also what God loves. If, on the other side, if you only love human beings without loving God, that is what we call humanistic, or sometimes even atheistic, wherein people say that they can be good people and love one another without God. You can also do that. You and I should agree, or hopefully we agree, that as Christians, we love both God and our fellow human beings. Yes or no? Okay, huh? Because coming here, all looking holy and everything, and then hating somebody, or not loving anybody, or limiting your love, then you do not reflect the love of Christ, who what? Died for everybody. In loving Jesus, we are loving not only His divinity, but also His humanity. And the angels, those who became the devil and demons, didn't like that. Why would this God, this only God, do that? They don't understand the angels, the evil ones. Why care for human beings? So if we don't care about each other, then we are what? Imitating the devil. No? So make sure that our love for God is translated to our loving of neighbor. Now, of course, what did Christ say? Love one another as I have loved you. And also, what? Love one another like you love yourself. See, the thing is, can you really love one another without first loving yourself? Now, remember, I already told you, you have to love your true self, not the false self. Did you hear me say that already? Because there is what you call false self, wherein they think This false self is all about being famous, being powerful, being worldly. That's not the true self. The true self is in all its simplicity. Who am I without fame, without family, without wealth? Who am I really? People are so scared to accept who they really are. What do they do? With all this technology nowadays, what do people do to themselves? In denying their true self, they cover themselves with so many things. Bald men covering themselves with fake hair. Women trying to look differently. Bigger nose or pointier nose or whatever big that they want to have. Not happy with what God gave them, what they really are. Men wanting to be women, women wanting to be men. See, they don't accept who they really are. They think that they can control what God gave them. See, as long as you are pretending to be somebody else, then you cannot say that you truly love your true self. So how can you love others if you cannot even love yourself? If you are full of pretensions, if you are not real. So my dear friends, every time we have retreats, even in the seminary, three things will always pop up: self, others, and God. That is how basic retreats are all about. You love your true self, then you can love others, and in loving others, you are connected to God. So it's all about these things. The question is, after all the times that we have received communion, after all the years of being Catholic and Christians, do you really love yourself? Or do you are still full of pretensions and worldliness and selfishness? And do you really love others? When you say love others, it doesn't mean you control them. Just like I love you, I don't control you. I tell you what we have to do, but I will not expect you to be always perfectly obeying, because just like me, like you, we have our own selfish pride and we disobey. So to control each other is not to love one another. And do we really love one another? People think, oh, I love you only because I need you. I love you because you appreciate me. Ay, ay, ay. So you have a what? A different kind of love. Because Christ, when he died on the cross, he was still what? Being spit upon. He was still being ridiculed, laughed at, scorned. And still, while dying on the cross, he was still able to say, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing. So the kind of love that Christ had for us was not asking people, hey, you better appreciate me. No, he simply loved, even though they rejected him. That's the kind of love that we must have for one another. But let's face it, our view of love is not always like Christ. We want to be appreciated. We want people to know what we have done. In short, self-glorification. Is that what Christ did? No. Christ did not glorify himself. He simply loved us, and he proved that love for us by dying on the cross. So my dear friends, ultimately, it's all about love. The question is, be honest. What have we been doing with our lives? Have we been trying to be more rich, more famous, more appreciated, more properties? Or are we really trying our very best to reflect the Christ we profess, not only one moment in time, but every day of our lives?